Turn in your King James Bible, please, today to 1 Timothy chapter number 1 and verse number 13 for study number 139, please. This 15-minute audio Bible study commentary is titled 1 Timothy Study 139-Paul the Persecuted. Our text verse is found in 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 13, and it reads this: Who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. Let's pray. Father, give us divine wisdom and a divine touch from heaven as we stand and preach and declare the whole counsel of the Word of God. I pray the Holy Ghost, God, might direct my mind, my heart, my soul, my tongue, my lips. And Lord, that I might say what is pleasing in the sight of God. Lord, that I might lift and exalt the Lord Jesus Christ, who has redeemed us and paid the price of our sin. Thank you, Lord, that you reached down and picked us up out of the mire. Now I pray, God, you touch the hearers and those who are listening around the world, God, with these words. I pray that they'll find a place in their heart, touch them, strengthen them, encourage them, and bring them where you need them to be. Lord, may everything be said today that'll please you. In Jesus' name we ask it all. Amen. Now, this 15-minute audio Bible study commentary will be study number 139 on the first chapter of 1 Timothy and verse number 13. We will title this lesson today, Paul the Persecuted. This will be our sixth study on verse 13 of this first chapter of 1 Timothy. This is also the third study on this second statement of this 13th verse. We hope that the Lord will use and bless this lesson to encourage and inform you, the people of God, to the truth of the Word of God. Now, we've looked at Paul as the persecutor in a previous lesson, and we looked at the persecution of the believers in general in our last lesson. Now, in this lesson, we will look at the apostle as the one who is persecuted. Paul, after he was saved, preached the gospel that he once hated, that he once despised, and that he once fought against. After his conversion, his stand on the gospel made many mad, made many of them disturbed and upset others. It made them so upset that they wanted to do the same things to Paul that he had previously done to the saints of God, such as stoning Stephen. We will point out a few instances from the Word of God that the unbelievers did to Paul simply because he stood for and preached the Lord Jesus Christ. We are told this would take place in our lives as well. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 12, Paul said, "Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." Now the Word of God here tells us that all that live godly shall or will suffer persecution. If we do anything for the Lord and live a godly, holy, and dedicated life, we will be controlled by the Scriptures and we'll be controlled by the Holy Ghost. Now being led by them, this will bring the hatred of the world, the flesh, and the devil upon us. If you're not being persecuted to some degree today, or have never been persecuted, then you're not living godly enough to make the devil disturbed or even try anything to stop you. If you're not busy for the Lord and living godly, the devil does not have to stop you because you've never started. You can't stop a stopped train. We want to point out a few words in this verse. It says all, and that is what it means, all. And this means none excluded. The next words are that will live godly. All will not live godly because some are what I call mediocre Christians. They're just living and doing and going with the flow and not standing for much of anything. They're saved but not dedicated to the cause of Christ. This scripture tells us in this verse that there are some that will and some that will not live godly. Then we find that those who live godly shall suffer persecution. It did not say that they might or that they could suffer persecution. It says they shall suffer persecution. The early church suffered persecution for preaching Jesus and living godly. It is still the same today. If you live for, if you stand for, and if you're willing to die for Jesus, this world will hate and despise you with a desire to stop you from doing the will of God in your life. The outside of the world will also help you to help them try to destroy and degrade the church of the living God. The more you live godly, the more you will be persecuted. The less you live godly, the less you will be persecuted. If we live as God wants us to live, we will definitely be persecuted for sure. The gospel is hated, the gospel is despised, and the gospel is rejected by the majority of the people on the earth, because the majority are lost and undone without the Lord Jesus Christ. Now we want to look at some persecutions of the Apostle Paul. We find that Paul gets saved in the 9th chapter of the book of Acts. In the same chapter, we find that Paul is preaching Christ in the synagogues, and he disturbed the Jews. The Jews laid in wait to kill him. They performed a stakeout, if you will, and watched for him so they could kill him. The disciples were made aware of it, and Paul was made aware of it. And they put him in a basket and led him down by the wall. In Acts chapter 9, verses 23 through 25, we find, "And after that many days were fulfilled, the Jews took counsel to kill him. But their laying await was known of Saul, and they watched the gates day and night to kill him. Then the disciples took him by night and led him down by the wall in a basket." Later on in this same chapter, the disciples sent him forth to Tarsus. Tarsus is the home of Paul. That's where he's from. They sent him back home, and you do not find him mentioned anymore until the 13th chapter of the book of Acts. Now, when Paul is seen in the 13th chapter of Acts, he and Barnabas were separated by the church and sent forth. The church laid their hands on them and sent them forth on the first missionary journey of Paul. As they preached, they stirred up those who were full of sin and living for Satan. This caused much grief and made them mad. We find an interesting instance in Acts chapter 13 and verse 45 that reads, "But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy and spake against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming." The word envy means jealousy, greed, bitterness, resentment, or spite. These were filled with jealousy and resentment. They were mad and bitter toward the new system that had been set up, and had upset and disturbed the religious system that they had been working with and was in play for ages. The scriptures here said that they contradicted and blasphemed them. In other words, these basically cussed them out for preaching Jesus unto them. This is a common thing in our day today as well. I have literally been cussed at while I preached the Word of God. The more I preached, the more they cussed. Preaching will stir up the world, it'll stir up the devil, and it'll stir up the flesh, and cause all three to do things out of the ordinary to stop the truth from being told. We find another persecution that Paul faced in Acts chapter 13, verse 50 through 52. "But the Jews stirred up the devout and honorable women and the chief men of the city and raised persecution against Paul and Barnabas, and expel them out of their coast. But they shook off the dust of their feet against them, and came unto Iconium. And the disciples were filled with joy, and with the Holy Ghost." Hallelujah. In these verses, we find the devil doing what he is good at and enjoys doing. He stirs up people, including the honorable and the devout people, to raise up persecution against the man of God or the church. Amen. Here we find that happening here as they expel them out of their town. We also find that this did not disturb Paul and Barnabas, though. They shook off the dust from their feet and went on down the road rejoicing. Praise be unto God. That's how we ought to act in persecution. Now, Paul just kept on preaching and preaching and caused some people to be disturbed. This is exactly what God intended the preaching the Word of God to do to those who are lost and undone. The Word of God will convict, it will convince, and it will convert all who will listen and receive the preaching of the Word of God. The same Bible that is preached to the saved will bless them. It will encourage them, and it will build them up in the faith. Preaching that will not disturb and prick the heart and cause conviction when preached is not Bible preaching. Preaching is designed to get the attention of a hearer and wake them up to the knowledge of the truth of the mind of God. The preaching the Word of God through the power of the Holy Ghost is the method and the means that God uses to bring men and women to the knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now we find Paul is later stoned and left for dead outside the city in Acts chapter 14, verse 19. And there came thither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium, who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. As we've already mentioned in a previous lesson, God raised him up and he kept on preaching and preaching the gospel. He was a preacher. We find that Paul and Silas were put in prison in Acts chapter 16, verses 25 through 27. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. This is a story of the salvation of the Philippian jailer as he witnessed the miracle of the hand of God opening the prison doors of the persecution motel of Paul and Silas. The Philippian jailer and his family were saved because of this persecution. Paul was in the prison preaching. We find the comfort of Paul and Silas in this instance in Acts 16, verses 23 through 24. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them in the prisoner into the prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. Paul was used to hard knocks and persecution. It was a manner of life, and he withstood it well. The grace of God was sufficient for Paul, and it's sufficient for you and me, too, today as well. Thank God for his marvelous grace. Amen. Thank God for the grace of the Almighty God. Everywhere Paul preached and into every town he went, they either had a riot or a revival, depending on how he was accepted. God had put him into the ministry to turn the world upside down, whether it was made up of Jew or Gentile. What a man of courage and what a man of strength. I would like to be like the Apostle Paul, and maybe you would too. But not many of us want to pay the price to be like him. We would mention many other times the apostles were persecuted, but we will not. Amen. But in 2 Corinthians, we'll give you a general view. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 through 28. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. In labors, more abundant. In stripes, above measure. In prisons, more frequent. In deaths, often. Of the Jews, five times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned, thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I've been in the deep. In journeyings often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils by mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among the false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness, beside those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. No one ever suffered persecution more than the Apostle Paul, except the Lord Jesus Christ. Everywhere he went and every time he preached, he was criticized, cussed, and many times beaten or even put in prison. He had one of the biggest prison ministers of any preacher who had ever lived upon the earth, because he spent most of his time in prison because of his preaching. While he was there, he just done what he was accustomed to doing, and that was preach, preach, and preach. Paul set the example of how to face persecution. We many times bring reproach upon the Word of God when we are mistreated. Jesus set the example for the Apostle Paul, and he followed his footsteps. Now we have the Apostle Paul and the Lord Jesus together as our examples. Let us walk in their footsteps. We trust that this study, number 139, has been a help and a strength to you. Paul the persecuted, God bless you. Amen and amen.